Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
We are on the air broadcasting live. You heard me live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Dr. Dana L. King, in the studio with you today, man. I'm excited to be here. We ain't been here in a good minute, but we are back. And y'all see who's sitting over here to my right. I mean, to give you a microphone might help.
That's our, oh, that, yeah, that's way better.
That might help you. That might help you. That might help you. I'm like, I ain't hear nothing. The good pastor from the Faith Works and Vision Church, Hal Washington.
Yeah.
Don't get it mixed up with 100-year-old Hal. We talking about this Hal. Right. The other Hal would have been 100.
Somebody tagged me in a post with him.
I bet you they did.
I was like, wrong person. I'm not 100.
But we are here, man. Look, we're going to have a good time today, man. We got a great show. It's the day after resurrection. I wonder what Jesus was doing the day after he got up. The next day.
Yeah. He said.
I think it might have been a party or something.
Yeah, because he said, tell them to meet me over now and over yonder way.
You think they had a cookout?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's the Monday after resurrection, after he got up, the Monday after resurrection. We're going to talk about that. We got a good show for y'all, man. That's actually the title for today's article. Our article today is, will the Sunday after resurrection be a letdown? Yeah, I ain't right here. That's what the man said.
I can actually agree with it.
Will the Sunday, I've asked that question though before, will the Sunday after resurrection be a letdown? That's going to be our main topic of conversation, but we got so
yep, just
much
like
stuff.
The Sunday after Mother's Day.
Oh.
And the Sunday after Christmas.
Oh. But we got a lot of stuff to catch up with y'all, so y'all might well get ready. Come on in here and join in with us. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening on the line, all you got to do is push once. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, chats, texts, emails, requests, cash apps, Zelles. We take all that. Whichever you got, send it over there. She gets on to me and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That's the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. She ain't been on here in a while. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Nothing, I'm just messing with you. That's the call-in number. If you want to email the show. It's the TTLOshow@TTLOmedia.net. It's the TTLOshow@TTLOmedia.net. Check your mic over there. Let me see if your mic on. I wasn't on, but it is on now. Let me see if you hear your voices. Oh, really? That's how you test. That's what we doing. We just go. That's how we test mic.
I'm going whisper.
That's okay. We good. Thank you very much. But yeah, so that's all you got to do. 323-870-4375. The TTLO show is email. TTLOshow@TTLOmedia.net. TTLOshow@TTLOmedia.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show. I've muted it already. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on the gram, you want to follow us on the gram, follow us on IG. You can do that as well. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. The same thing at TTLO Radio. On the gram. If you want to follow us on the book, facebook.com. That's right, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us on there. And then the live streams. Yeah, the live stream. We said that in a long time. Feel like it. The live streams are up and running. You can find us right now on Facebook and YouTube. Go ahead and hit that share button. Come on in. Say something to somebody. Let us know that you are watching wherever you are watching. Come on, check in, check in, check in. Wherever you are. And it is Monday, too, so we got to do the church check-in.
Church check-in.
It is Monday, got to do the church check-in.
Angela already put it up.
She already checked in. But look, come on in and do that for us real quick. Hit that share button wherever you are. Let us know where you're watching from. Also, don't forget we are an iHeartRadio partner, which means you can find us on the iHeartMedia Group app. Just do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group. And not only will you find the TTLO Radio Show, but you'll also find replays of the Healthy Soul Talk Show with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, real solutions. Dr. Kimberly Thomas, Healthy Soul Talk Show. I promise you, check it out. You find out there'll be any one of them shows will help you in your situation. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Also, don't forget on Tuesdays, somewhere around 7:30. The good pastor to my right, the Kitchen Chronicles. You can catch the Kitchen Chronicles live every Tuesday somewhere around. By the time he come on, I think I have a margarita in front of me most of the time. I'm gonna tell him Cupid sang the devil. By the time I'm just what did I lie to you?
No.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
By the time you come on, it's sitting right there.
Right there.
I'm over there singing. Let us break bread together.
Where on our knees.
But you can catch him every Tuesday with the Kitchen Crown. That's him right there with the pink pants on. That's him right there with the pink on. Him. My mama said pink. That's him with the with the pink pants on right there. And the Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday feeding yo. Look here. When you gonna get back to cooking, man? I know you moved, so your kitchen probably different.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah, I figured that's what it's like.
A lot less space.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I don't have that counter that I have.
Oh, you ain't got the setup set up.
If I was to have a counter, my back would be turned the whole show.
No, that's all right. We're going to figure that out. Look, once we get this kitchen redone over here, we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
But see, look, now that we know all it takes all is wireless, it's easy to do.
Yes, sir.
You just got to get some lapel joint.
I got it already.
I saw you with one on yesterday.
I always have it. I just never use it.
You had it before?
Man, I've been had it for 2 years.
You wasn't even wearing it then.
I would wear it and still wouldn't turn it on.
Well, yesterday, when you walked away, I could hear.
I did that because I had to walk away from the mic, and I brought my... Because
I'm sitting there listening. Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We always start our week off worship every Sunday. You can tune in right here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You can catch the live simulcast and broadcast right here from the birthplace of gospel music every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Join Senior Pastor Daryl in person and Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church family live right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. But look, when the worship ends at about 12:30 here, it don't end because you can immediately come right back. Just refresh your screen. And then you can see the brother to my right over here, the good pastor from the Faith Works and Vision Church, good pastor Harold D. Washington, and the Faith joined him and their virtual ministry. They've been in person yesterday.
Yeah, but we'll be in person again this Sunday. We'll be back at the same place.
We're gonna get all that information in one moment.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Yeah, but that's him right there, the good pastor, trying to look serious on the picture over there. But that was him. You can catch Faith Works and Vision, man. Always a good praise and worship and word time going on over there. Also, don't forget, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download a podcast, you can find us there. I'm out of breath. Bruh, first of all, good to have you back.
I appreciate it.
Church check-in, y'all could be checking in already in the chat. I saw that Angela already checked in, but the rest of y'all can come on, check in real quick, let the folk know where you, y'all know the four-piece check-in. Here, this is how I go, right? What church did you go to, whether it was online or in person? Who preached? What was the scripture? And what was the sermon title?
Amen.
You ought to know if you went to church. Now, if you was in church yesterday and you can't tell me none of that, I don't know why you went. I'm just asking a question. If you can't tell me them four things.
Just amongst the number, huh?
I just want to be in that number. Okay. All right. You was there, huh? What that mean?
Juvenile.
What, See.
You went to church, huh? You just sat on the bench and didn't do no work, huh?
That sounded about right. Oh, God. How was your service? I said, first of all, good to have you back in, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Always being here.
We back from break.
Yeah.
I went on spring break for real.
Hey, you did right.
I didn't need it.
Everybody deserved it, man.
We needed
Everybody deserved a break.
What?
That's my phone. She know how to pop up, don't
they? Hey, look here. She just started talking. Nobody even said nothing to her.
At all. I might have to turn Bixby off.
I didn't give. Oh, that was Bixby?
Well, you know, Bixby is the one that it just listens for you to say something. It'll start popping up.
Google just be. Oh, see. Okay, good. Because see, Google pop up and be like, what you want? Like, right. I didn't ask.
It's the same thing. But
it's the same kind of.
The Bixby is a little bit more
sensitive.
A lot more. Because it's waiting on you to wake it up.
It turned off.
Yeah. You can literally be in the bathroom and say, hey, set the alarm, and it'll set the alarm.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good.
I done did it many days, as I know.
So y'all had some in-person service yesterday.
Had the in-person service.
Where was all that, man?
We were over at the Hilton Suites right there in Oakbrook Terrace, 10 Drury Lane, at the actual suite hotel, because people were coming to the Hampton Inn. I mean, the Hilton, because when you first come in, you got the Hilton Garden.
Yeah.
You have the conference center that everybody thinks is the hotel,
right,
but it's not.
Right.
The hotel is behind the conference center.
Okay.
And then once you get to the hotel and come in and come to the left, that's where we're in that conference room.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see you. So how was service, man?
Service was amazing. The Lord moved and everybody was, I think it was the excitement of being back in the building, number one, and being all together.
Okay.
Because everybody was, it was like everybody was waiting on it. They wanted it.
Yeah.
So service was amazing. Thank God for all of the Faith Works and Vision members that showed up. Thank God to all the visitors that came from Indiana. Thank you for coming from all the way out south. Thank all of y'all. Hey, listen, they really did a tremendous work. Thank God for my ushers that manned the door and made sure that the people knew that we were back on that side to get everybody in. They did an amazing job, man.
That's
amazing
awesome, job. Man. We had a great time yesterday, man, here.
Yeah.
We had some folk come. We had folk from Spain in the building.
Yeah.
They came in. They saw the what was the show, Somebody Feed Phil? Yes, that was on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, we wanted to come and see the birthplace, man. We had some, I forget the family that was sitting in the middle. I think they were Hispanic. They came and they sung out. They had, look here, you know, we was in the midst of praise and worship. It had just ended.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, after we had opened, I come up and I do the greeting or whatever. And they was, them two was standing up and worship. I said, I'm glad I got two folk in the room.
You only need one or two.
Some stranger came in to worship.
Yeah.
That got me right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, I said, okay, now, all right, Julio and Raimundo and them, come on and get your praise.
Hey, listen.
Jesus Cristo. Hallelujah. But I was glad to see him.
Yes, sir.
I was glad to see him yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Asked him to meet me on Tuesday. I was glad to see him.
Yeah, man.
But no, we had a good time this day, man. It was good. We had two services.
Now, we didn't have two services. We had the one service, but we all went to eat afterwards.
Yes, you did. Where y'all go?
So originally we were supposed to go to Simon's. Because Simon's have the, it's a family style restaurant, which I love their cream and chicken soup.
I only know them for, because Simon's used to be something else.
No, right before Simon's, you talking about Cappy's.
No, the restaurant Simon's has always been Simon's.
Yeah.
It wasn't Omega before.
Omega is not far from there. And then right before you used to get to Simon's was Cappy's.
Because Simon's have breakfast too, don't they?
They have breakfast, lunch,
and
dinner.
Yeah, I thought that was the same building. Okay, but it's not, you're telling me.
Yeah, it's not the same building.
Okay. So y'all supposed to go to Simon's, but where'd y'all go?
Simon's end up changing their close time and end up closing at 2:00.
On a Sunday?
On Resurrection
Maybe because
Sunday.
It was Easter Sunday, but other people get home early. Maybe that's some people off.
It was still people pulling in the parking lot. We pulled in trying
to say maybe they was trying to let their people off.
I get it. Miller Ale House didn't care nothing about that. Them folk was in there humping. And it was...
Because wait, you know, I normally fill up my gas tank on Sunday down to the Costco.
So oh, yeah.
Costco,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, Costco empty. And then I said, oh, no, they closed.
Man, I've seen so many places close yesterday that never close.
Really?
I'm talking about see-through darkness.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You couldn't see nothing. It's just pitch black.
Yeah, well, I mean. All right, let me, I see the phone doing the church check-in.
Yep.
Let me see. Angela checked in first. Angela said he's not here. I told you, my God. Okay, then let me see. Delphine Alexander says she was at Pastor Hal Washington. She didn't tell me the name of the church. She ain't doing it
right.
Well, Pastor Hal Washington, he's not here. I told you so. Let me see. Okay, let me go. Here we go. Ah, Shakila, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Shalika Gunn got it right. She said he's not here. I told you from the desk to pass the, from the desk. Oh, she got trouble with it. She got trouble with it from the desk.
Uh-huh.
Pastor Hal Washington, honorary guest of Faith Works and Vision International Ministry.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bless the Lord.
Oh yeah, we appreciate her.
That's
absolutely
all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah,
man.
They came too. They came a Kylo D.
So they came.
Oh, they came deep.
They rolled up in there like, okay.
Came deep. I like folk like that.
Nope.
The Lord loves them as well.
That's why you could, hey, look here. Bring everybody with you.
Come on.
Shouldn't leave nobody home. If you let, right.
That's the point.
Don't leave your house with folk in there that ain't from the church. Everybody should have been in somebody's building yesterday.
No matter who they was and what they was.
And what you believed in. You should have just went.
Period.
Huh?
Yeah, they can't call O.D.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. We had a nice crowd yesterday, man. Nice crowd.
That's good. Look, while we on that subject, I want to just send out, and we'll be giving y'all some information about it soon. I'm sure you guys, especially those of you who are local in the Chicagoland area, you guys saw the tragedy on Good Friday over at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. For those of you who don't know, he's been on my show at least 3 times. I know his wife's been on here once, and he's been on here at least 3 times, maybe 4, but I think 3 is the right count. My mentor's church, Reverend Dr. Gerald Dew, over at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, they had Good Friday service on Friday at noon. Everybody was gone about 1:30, and at about 2:20, the fire department was called because the roof was on fire.
They said whoever was doing the roof left the what's the name on?
The roof was on fire, yeah. And he said by the time he got home, he got a phone call telling him that they thought the church was on fire. He turned around and came back. And by the time he came back,
it was already
full blaze. Since then, it lit up again today.
It lit up again the same day,
the
hours
same
later.
Day, but then it lit up again today.
Oh, my God.
And then it lit up, first of all, no, it lit up Saturday morning. It lit up again. It lit up
right.
Again the same day, Friday.
Right.
But then it lit up again Saturday morning. And then it lit up again today. So yesterday, nothing.
And then today it lit up again.
But today it lit up again.
Wow.
Yeah, and today was full flames coming out again like it was
like
brand new.
Like it was the other day. But see, what they said is, because I did watch it, they said because they're spraying the water,
mm-hmm.
It puts the flames out up top.
Yeah, but the embers are still somewhere underneath in that old wood.
That's what they said.
Yeah,
the wood that's falling down.
Oh.
That it's got a small blaze that you can't see.
Yeah, yeah.
And it eventually it's going to build back to another big blaze.
As soon as it dries out.
Yep.
As soon as it finds something else to catch to.
Yep.
Man, I just want to say, man, I am so happy. And Ty, don't worry about it. I'm not going to play the clip. I ain't going to worry about it. But they, I saw the interview. First, I read the clip. One thing about Pastor Dew is he is I appreciate his faith. He made this comment, man. He said, I'm glad it happened on Good Friday.
Huh, wow.
He said, because we all know what happened 3 days later.
Absolutely.
He said, and so he said, I trust God that Antioch will be resurrected as well.
Hmm.
And they had church. We reached out to him. As soon as I saw it, I reached out immediately. Even before I had spoke to my pastor, I reached out immediately and called him. I said, man, look, if y'all need to come over here, come on. Because I didn't know where they were going to have service. I thought y'all would come do a joint, whatever they were going to do.
Okay,
come
yeah.
on over in here
yeah,
with us,
yeah.
You know, and just we'll figure it out once you get here.
Yeah.
You know how they do split the offering. Y'all put your offering in that basket.
And
we put ours in that one.
Yep.
We'll figure all that stuff out. They
absolutely.
Come. I want them to be not somewhere.
Right.
But they had the Callahan Funeral Home.
The funeral home,
them
absolutely.
Free of charge
yep.
to come on down there. And they had some service yesterday.
Did they?
Man, look here. They had some service down to the Callahan yesterday.
Wow.
First of all, service was at 10. The folk lined up at 8 o'clock, parking lot full. And I didn't know that Callahan bought the Kingdom Hall.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
used to be
yep,
over there.
Yep, yep.
So now they got all that space.
So they got
and
plenty
that's where
of
they
space.
Were. Yes.
Yeah. I seen them when they put it on the news.
Yeah, every news outlet was over there.
Yeah,
yeah. So shout out to Antioch, and they'll be having a fund announced instantly. Let me say this about my Ebenezer family. We took up an offering yesterday, immediately, and the pastor asked for an amount. Yesterday he asked that we raise $1,000.
Okay.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, that ain't a whole lot of money.
Exactly.
Especially when you talk about something like that.
Exactly.
But the fact that not only did we raise it, we surpassed it.
Look at God.
And so I was supposed to meet with one of the deacons or whatever, but they told me, he said, we putting the fund together and we want it all going directly there. So once they get that fund, we'll just send it that way to them.
Okay.
And whatever. And I'll make sure it's on here. And then Dr. Dew will be on here to talk more about it and what their plans are and all that kind of stuff. But man, what really boggles my mind. And I wanted to reach out to somebody today, but being back in school, I have no time. I ain't got no free time now.
Yeah. And you were enjoying your vacation.
I want to talk to somebody who does roofing. Let me tell you why. Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church burned down because the roofers left the torch on.
Hmm.
I believe it says St. Stephen's was the other church, historic church, burned down because the roofers left the torch on. Now you got Antioch.
Same thing.
Because the roofers
left the torch
on. So we're going to assume left the torch on.
Well, that's what they were saying.
What? I don't know nothing about roofing.
I only know
I
a
believe
lot.
They used the torch to either take off the old shingles or put down the new top.
It depends on how the roof is made, because some roof have they have a rubber lining under it.
Right.
And then
so
some
is that to make it adhere to it, or is it to pull it off?
No, it's to keep, so like if you have
so sticks?
If you have a crack in the roof, it doesn't allow it to leak in the roof.
I didn't understand that.
And nobody asked you. But if you have a A-frame shingled roof, you don't need to burn it because it's straight staple.
See,
it's straight nail gun.
See, I don't. But is that on what type of buildings though?
That's what I'm saying. It depends on if it's
old
A-frame
buildings.
If it's A-frame,
but, see, you know, these old buildings like this church got like how
it's
many
flat
rooms?
Roof, right? See, that's the difference.
We got different sets of roofs.
So the flat roof.
It's just flat.
The flat roof is the one that you have to have fire because you land down tar.
Okay.
That's a different roof. So you got straight black tar, and then you have what they call roof tar strips.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've got roof tar strips,
uh-huh.
And then you have what they call the metallic paint over.
Something got to give, man. That's, you know, and again, I don't know the situation. I hope, I spoke to a friend of mine. I'm not going to go into all their business, but he talked about a church that lost their church.
For the same reason.
And that the church was only the church was worth about $45 to $50 million, but they were only insured for 10.
Oh.
But then you think about it. You know how much life insurance is.
Come on.
Who can afford a $10 million building policy? And church insurance, let me tell y'all something.
It's totally different.
It's different from your homeowners.
Yes, it is.
It's different from your car. Because they were licensed and bonded. But even with them, how much does their license and their insurance cover?
So it depends because.
What does their rider say?
Well, the underwriter for them, the licensee, it normally covers what the person that owns the company insures it for. It could be a $500,000.
Right.
It could be $1 million.
It ain't covering what y'all burn
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Exactly. Because even over at the church where we were on Chicago Avenue,
yeah,
we had an insurance through State Farm,
right.
$1 million policy.
Okay.
And the renters wanted us to have $1 million policy.
See? Yeah. Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah,
I can believe it. So you can imagine. So, without going into detail, how much was that policy?
That policy for us, and we were renters, not owners.
Right.
that policy was still $128 a month.
Wow, that's not bad though.
But that's a renter's policy.
But that's a renter, not an owner.
Owner's policy, that same policy, is probably $600 a month.
Church, and thank you, Kelly Smith. Let me tell y'all something right now. Not only is church insurance over as expensive, they are, for lack of better words, they getting over.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know the same church that insured, the same company that insured us here, insured, not Metro. What's my man over here?
You ain't talking about the Met?
Pisgah.
Okay.
So Pisgah had some damage from something, from some water or something. And they had to, it was a long time before they got a huge settlement.
Because the insurance company going to do everything they can to try to avoid payment.
We had a huge issue over here with water.
Yeah.
And stuff got damaged and ended up having to go to court and had this long, drawn-out battle and got nothing that we should have gotten from. And then they had nothing to drop you once you're done.
Because they don't want to pay.
Then they drop you.
It's all a scam.
Absolutely. At least the car insurance.
We're going to ding you if you have an accident, and we ain't going to pay you if you don't have an accident.
Yeah.
You don't get money back for not having an accident.
And then the deductible.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because when we had that stuff with the bricks fall off and mess up the lady's porch next door, that deductible, I think, was about $4,000.
Yeah. Because of the policy of the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. So, but again, we're going to continue to pray for Antioch and Pastor Dewin and his leadership team over there. And they're going to keep preaching. So I know they had a meeting yesterday after they got out of church to determine where they were going to go next. So
Pastor Kelly said they paying $500 plus a month.
I can believe it.
And that's what people don't understand when I try to explain. Church is a business.
See, they think you just come and turn the lights on, we shout and go home.
They don't see all this stuff that go on in the background.
Yeah, that's what they think, though. They think you just – what's your question?
So church is a business, right?
Absolutely.
And everything. So, I mean, it would be ideal, and I will hope black churches would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be ideal, like, you know, if you know what your deductible is, like, that deductible stays somewhere.
No matter what.
You mean, like,
no
put it in escrow somewhere so it's just sitting?
Yep.
So
it's just in case.
Just in case and everything. Because, you know, me and you were talking before the show started, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about, like, you know, how, like, you know, if they want back into a building, just like, you know, like when you go and rent a house, they want 2 months.
Yep, plus the 1 month in.
If you have a house, they say you at least should have 3 months payment and everything else like that. So, I mean, I know black churches sometimes don't have the means and everything, but, like, you know, these people that are called or and everything else like that, how about we have the money set aside for
that's
a rainy
good.
Day?
Well, I mean.
Well, that
we don't want it to rain, but like, you
but
know.
Be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. It carried us 18 months.
Wow.
If I was one of those pastors when finances came in and I was keeping everything right and I'm like, okay, well, the church don't pay me. I don't get nothing out of it. The church gonna write me a check. If I was one of them pastors, that church would have been closed its doors.
Wow.
I've never taken anything from our church.
Wow. Wow. It's and I said this a long time ago, just talking about insurance, period. Whether it be physical insurance, but I talked about medical insurance.
Absolutely.
Like, because medical insurance is expensive. And most full-time pastors
don't have it.
Most churches, a lot of churches are not paying. I know if it were me, I'd rather y'all pay for my medical expenses and give me a little something on the side.
Come on.
Versus me having to pay out of pocket for my medical expenses. But then I ask this question. The company I used to work for, was the name of the company was Fieldware, the company that I used to work for. And it was a small business or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It only had about, I think, less than 50 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have, they paid for all of our medical insurance. Like, I didn't have to pay a dime. Like, when I got my check, I didn't want nothing taken out for medical.
Okay.
Or dental. None of that. That was a beautiful perk to have, right? But they were paying out of pocket the last time before I left. It was literally $8,500 a year per person that the company was paying out to cover us. So we'd have to pay nothing.
Roughly $700 a month.
And if I had people on my insurance, it was 8,500 times 2, 3, 4, 5.
Per person.
Whatever.
Yes.
And they covered it.
Uh-huh.
So what they did was to counter the price, they needed to have more, a larger company.
Absolutely.
So you have more people. So what they did was they went under Sure Payroll, which has an they transferred the payroll account to Sure Payroll.
Okay.
Sure Payroll then says, oh, no, they are – our checks started to say Sure Payroll. So it made it look like we were underneath this umbrella.
Exactly.
So now the cost of the medical went
dropped
down.
Dropped all the way down.
Because now it looks like it's your 5,000 employees instead of 50.
Exactly.
So taking that same logic, I said, how come these
– the churches.
Church districts.
Yep. Don't get
the Northwood River District, the Sunlight District, whatever these different little, the Illinois Missionary Baptists, whatever. How come they can't say, hey, we got 80 churches under our umbrella.
Yeah.
That's 80 churches.
Yep.
And we got senior pastors or whatever. How come we can't come together and all pay into the pool and everybody gets at least some kind of minimal
of medical
insurance. To
Absolutely.
Say that way, when you go to the hospital, you're going to get served and ain't got to go sit down at the county, or you ain't going broke out your own pocket.
I told you I just paid for some glass and
feet. Or because you a full-time pastor and your wife work, you on her insurance, eating up her check.
Hmm.
I ain't going to get no help.
Come on, somebody.
See, but it seemed like to me, all these, like, I don't know nothing about the Kojic folk.
Huh.
But that's a big old organization.
Ain't it?
Them Church of God and Christ peoples?
I know.
That's a big old organization. Now, maybe somebody can help me educate me because I might be ignorant to it. My question is, are those people insured under, is it a Kojic plan?
I don't think it is. At least, let me say this. I don't think it is for the smaller pastors.
Is your boy church under the Kojic umbrella?
Which one?
West Side, Laramie. I thought that ain't Church of God in Christ.
Uh-uh.
For real?
No, sir.
For real?
Yes, sir. He's on the Southern Baptist.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Southern Baptist. Do they have a plan?
From what I know.
And they got plenty of money.
From what I know.
And they got plenty of money.
From what I know, no.
No. Wow. Andrew said, I believe the bishops are.
That's,
oh, okay.
That's why I said the smaller pastors are not.
Oh, so you ain't elevated, you don't get no plan.
Okay, then. If you ain't one of the ones that sit at the convocation.
Let me put my red shirt on.
The convocation.
I ain't know my red shirt at. Time you see my red shirt.
With your cross around your chain and your left hand side.
I think I know where your red shirt is.
Okay, because I need my red shirt. Put my red, man, you know they got mad at me when I wore that red shirt.
Did it?
I had dudes in my inbox. I took a picture when I first got it. So let me.
That's what I be talking about.
I had so we
and the purple one.
Oh yeah, because I had a purple shirt. Oh, they really got upset when I had a purple shirt. So let me tell you what I did. So I don't even know what the I know what the red shirt is. I don't know what the purple shirt is. So we at Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
We had a black robe, and then Reverend Ray said, I want to go get some white robe." So we had the white robe with the red sash with the gold crosses on it, right?
Oh, you had the golds on it,
with the gold cross on the red sash. So the only shirt I had, though, was the black shirt with the collar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, on first Sunday, this black underneath this white robe with this red just don't, don't match.
Exactly.
You know, in my eyes, the way my mind set up, it don't match.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to go get me a red clergy shirt to match this red, these red stripes in this sash.
Uh-huh.
So I was, you know, I came up in there looking like Bishop Desmond Tutu. So I took a picture in my suit jacket in the car. All of a sudden, somebody said, is that a bishop's collar? You went, I didn't know you were elevated to the... And I said, first of all, I was just trying to match my robe. I don't pay no attention to these colors. Although the colors mean something. To who? First of all, I ain't Catholic.
Listen.
Because y'all mocking what the Catholic folk do. Don't get me started.
Listen, People know I talk against all of this man-made gibberish on a regular because
they
I'm not going to hell with...
They ain't doing nothing but copying the Catholic folk.
Point blank, period.
I saw somebody getting a straight shot on the other day on the TikTok clip, and I thought it was the Pope because they had the whole hat on,
see
the
what I'm
robe,
saying?
The sash.
See what I'm saying?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You guys have questions.
We do. Where is that? I do got the thick white collar.
No.
What the question is?
So is it economical for a church to do services out of a high school? The church I attended yesterday does that. All nations are royal.
So, yeah, let me help you, Lady Brown. I appreciate you. One of my mentors, Pastor Keith Gordon, when he left, which I never knew he pastored Pilgrim after it burned down. I never just found it out. That's brand new to me. When he started his own church, they're renting the auditorium at the it's either elementary school or high school.
Okay.
And the cost of them, they were saving money. I'm not going to give y'all all his business. I'm going to tell it to you like this. They saved money to either buy a building or to start building a building. When they got about $1.5 million saved,
wow,
he came back to his congregation. He says, we could build a building. Now, Keith is business-minded.
Right.
He says, yeah, we can build a building and have all this overhead. Or we can do this, this, and this, and this ministry, and that ministry, and this, because we got this money, and we can do this, and we can feed these people, we can do that, and all this kind of stuff. And he brought it back to the people, and the people was like, we don't need no building. They have church every Sunday. They spend whatever it is a week to the school.
To the school.
And ain't no overhead.
Because you ain't got no light bill, gas bill, insurance.
You ain't got no
insurance,
light bill, no gas bill.
Water bill.
People don't
understand all of that, though.
They carry an insurance rider
because they in their space. But
that's
nothing. Exactly.
In the grand scheme of things.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Right.
So, and they have flourished. And I watch this. Again, not giving you all the detail. He says in the midst of the pandemic, when the school was closed because you couldn't use the building,
right,
their giving increased over 50% more than it was when they were in person. So now they're back in person, and it has increased again. And they got new members that all joined virtually now showing up at school on Sunday.
Wow.
I say, Keith, y'all building a building? He said, nope.
And let me tell you how smart that is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will be eager to build $2, $3, $4, $5 million buildings. My question is, for what?
Let me give y'all another example. West side of Chicago used to be Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church. Still is Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church. But now it is the JLM Christian Center.
Uh-huh.
Right there off of California, Sacramento and Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, Sacramento and Jackson. That's Johnny Miller's church.
Right.
So they moved up Holman.
Exactly.
They had an old Catholic church that they, Mount Vernon was. I think his brother's in there now.
Yep.
But they bought that big old building.
With the auditorium, with the basketball.
It's a gym room.
Exactly.
Because it was supposed to be. So the place where they're having church is not where they're supposed to be having church.
But
they were supposed to break ground on the building next door.
Okay.
They're supposed to break ground on the property next door and build the physical church building.
Okay.
This was when Blagojevich was in office.
Okay.
He was the one who helped them facilitate getting the land.
I'm listening.
Okay. Here's the problem. They built the church. Now, you were at a building that was paid for. Now you someplace where your mortgage is $10,000. And so now we happy we moved in here, but now y'all have stopped giving. Now you got a light bill. You go from a light bill that was, you know, maybe
a couple hundred,
maybe three or four on a bad day, to now it's a G or more. Now you're in this huge office space that for the early part of the time. And I just talked to Junior when I saw him over that weekend. That Monday, I called you at the cigar shop.
Oh, yep.
I was talking to him. He was sitting there. We were having a conversation about it. And he was like, the offices are full now. He said, but it took a long time.
To get it full.
To get them offices full.
Wow.
And so the Bulls were supposed to use that for a practice facility
and
before
up,
they end up moving to the Berto Center.
Right.
So they were left holding the bag
because
on this $10,000 mortgage.
Mm.
Come on now. But y'all want these state-of-the-art buildings.
I'm going to shut up.
I'm going to tell you right now, unless it was a building that was gifted or something like that, or something that was like, you know, because you, it ain't just a building. Like you say, it's the building.
And when you get done, read what Fowler said.
The lights, the gas. You said Fowler,
yeah,
Fowler.
Second from the bottom.
Oh, God need a house. I'm just saying, okay, do it.
But watch this.
Come on.
God don't need the house.
Uh-huh.
The people need the house.
Yeah.
But when you get in there, the same ones that said they needed it is the same ones that were screaming Hosanna the week before.
And I remember God needing the house in the Old Testament.
Yeah, only.
I remember when the veil was torn down from the top
to the bottom.
Then we no longer need it. That was signifying we no longer needed to be inside this
specific.
Jesus said, "Go ye therefore."
Uh huh.
Because it was we and I understand. Don't get me wrong. I like being in a building.
Yeah, it feels good, but it got a lot of responsibilities.
But there is a like you said, lights, gas,
water,
insurance,
as my rent, mortgage.
What'd you say?
As my friend would say, it costs to stay inside.
don't it cost to stay inside? Don't it cost to stay inside?
It is. And don't get me wrong. I know, like, I get it. And then that's why some of these places that they're building, if you look at some of these buildings,
uh-huh,
they're just large. They remind me of Costco.
Uh-huh.
When you look at Costco, Costco is just a big shell. It's only four walls in Costco.
That's right.
And then they got their little warehouse in the back, but it's just a big warehouse.
That's it.
That's what some of these places look like.
And that's what they all look like.
And so they're not, and because they're not putting a lot into them, they're just giving you big four walls. He said, but Daniel, the way this is supposed to go is the city and the church was supposed to partner. I know the grant writer, my old church on the Western was off the same deal. It went south without proper overseeing. Yeah.
That's the problem.
But again, you're depending on, there's too many factors involved. When you're doing this, if I guess I can look at it like this. This is just me saying this. I don't know that I would go, if the Lord called me to start a church, that I would go running to get a building. I don't see that. Because I know people need some place to go. But I look at what Mars Hill is doing. Mars Hill, Reverend Clan Storrs Jr.
Solely.
Had a whole church.
And a school.
And
the next door apartment building.
They had all that.
Huge parking lot at all.
They sold it.
You better believe it.
Shut it down. Now they are known as Mars Hill Anywhere.
Hmm.
And they have service maybe twice a month at the, is it the Crystal Sky Banquets?
Yeah.
Over there on Ogden. And they are doing, I don't know their financials, and it ain't my business, but they are doing very well. And they are growing a digital, virtual following.
Absolutely.
And then the other side of this is this Facebook metaverse, this meta church,
yep,
situation that we are asleep on. And I didn't do my research because now there is, because Facebook, the meta church, they are funding people's.
Wait a minute, what's she saying?
Virtual experience. Well, who say?
Lifeline is up for sale.
Oh, yeah, they've been up for sale for almost 2 years.
It's been up for sale, though. Remember, they've been they've been trying to find a place. They remember it was up.
As soon as the pandemic started.
Right before. Mm. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this, this ain't Felicia, is it?
I don't know.
Lady Brown 40.
She changed her name every time.
Right. Is that Felicia? I think that is. I can't see the picture. I think that is Felicia on there. Oh, God, Lady Brown 40. Come here changing name. You hiding from the Popo?
Popo's knocking at your door.
Yeah.
You say Costco is my church of worship.
I know that's right.
I get the Holy Ghost every time I go
in
there.
But, man, I don't know. How do you – I enjoy – like, don't get me wrong.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
I enjoy preaching to the congregation.
In person.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
But on the flip side, to be totally honest, I enjoy preaching online.
Okay. Okay.
And it don't cost me nothing.
Okay.
It costs to preach in person. And the one thing I'm not going to do is to beg you to keep us to preach in person.
Come on. Come on. Angela said, there's no way on the planet pastors should be asking for help from young accountants in your church. It's pitiful. I don't. I guess here's the thing, and this is where it goes back to the whole tithing and all that kind of stuff, because I know I don't want to start the tithing argument. But she said, look for me, I got a PPP.
She said, ain't looking for me. I got a PPP loan.
Laugh I'm done.
You on timeout.
I know, right. Put yourself in timeout. Come back in 5 minutes. I am somewhere torn between there's nothing like being in the sanctuary.
Absolutely.
Right? In a sanctuary
amongst the people. Absolutely.
That's in a mode of worship. Ain't nothing like it. The virtual don't give it to you. And I'm saying that from you know, you can be in the house and preach yourself happy.
Come on.
But you can't hear not one amen.
And that's the thing. I wish I could hear an amen.
And reading that amen
ain't the same
ain't
as,
the
hearing,
same
that
as hearing that amen.
I promise you.
And reading that misspelled hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Or the whole ghost. That's what she said. She didn't say Holy Ghost.
Right. Look, y'all, just Google hallelujah and hit copy paste.
Please.
Because
everybody don't know how to spell it.
Bro, it'd be a couple of extra L's. It'd be four J's and hallelujah. Like, wait a minute.
But maybe they're saying it the way they feel.
The H is missing or too many of them.
Maybe they extended it to say hallelujah.
Oh, that's what it is.
That must be what it is.
That could be it.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same. It ain't the same. Because we got a lady out there right now. I can tell you right now. It was Beverly Holler, bless your name, Jesus. If I saw that type, they wouldn't do nothing for me.
But when I'm
saying something good and I hear it in the back.
Absolutely.
I preach a little better.
Don't it feel good? It feel good for somebody to respond back to you. I say it all the time.
Please just say I like virtue because I can concentrate better. Oh, don't get me wrong. When I'm watching somebody else's service, and I'm at home, I can concentrate.
Absolutely.
Like if we in here, like when we get through in there, we come here, we turn you on.
Uh-huh.
We can hit. We you know, we in chill mode. We
right.
So we can relax.
Yep.
But when you in the midst of church, you know, depending on where you are.
Exactly.
Depending on where you are, Sean DeCole,
yeah, y'all are here.
Depending on where you are, I guess it depends on your level of distraction.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I get it because there's a lot of stuff going on, because I know for me it's hard. Like, you know, I come in here when the pastor's preaching, because I can concentrate more in here because now I can just sit here and watch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm trying not to focus on what camera doing this, what sound is doing this and all that.
Because you ain't working.
Right.
Don't be focused on what camera is doing what.
So here we go. Here we go.
Worry about yourself.
All you do is take pictures. I produce his own.
All you do is raise volume. That's what you do.
Oh, God. So, yeah,
my mic don't sound nice.
Really?
You really? Say your mic don't sound nice?
What? The hate is real. Petty.
Boy, you learn from the best.
Petty. No, but I don't know. I would miss not being in the building after a while. I did when we were coming in here doing virtual, when it was just us coming in here to do the recording.
Well,
that was hard.
Listen, I agree.
See, y'all never
you.
Went virtual. Y'all didn't go virtual until you shut the church down.
No, we did. We went virtual twice.
During the pandemic?
We went all of April, May, June, and then come back to July 4th the first time. That was right after the...
Oh, yeah, y'all did. Yes,
and
y'all
then
did.
We went again. We went again for a whole month.
Okay. Yeah, because you were sick. That's okay. Got it. I remember now. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, I'm all for the children, church. Them kids was noisy. I know that's right. Because I don't want to hear no loud kids in the restaurant. I try to tell them, tell the baby, shut up. Yesterday when I was in there trying to get my food.
The cheering church. That's how she spelled cheering.
Cheering. That's how I spell cheering. Children. Anyway, what else is going on? What else is going on? Something else that I missed? You don't know?
Let's keep the people in prayer with all this mass shooting, man.
Man, you know what?
Because it's just out of control. And what the part that was crazy that I just seen today was the shooting at the house with the teenagers.
Oh, the Airbnb in Pittsburgh.
That was the second one. The first one was the one that was in Texas last week.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I saw the one in where it was 200 kids in a house. And somebody ran the Airbnb in Pittsburgh.
That's the same thing that happened
fight
in
broke
Texas.
Out. Yeah.
But the thing that happened in Texas is they were standing in front of the house by the porch arguing.
Oh, wow.
And then the shooting ensued.
Oh.
And it was all on video.
When I heard them say Airbnb in Pittsburgh and 200 people was in there, you know what I thought it was. But I ain't gonna say his name on here. But I thought it was one of them dinner things, and somebody that got up in there and started acting a fool and got to fight or something. But that would have been all on the internet, I'm sure, instantly.
Well, video they showed, somebody was filming to my, oh, it's Liddy in here. You could tell she ain't but 14, 15, because the crowd of people was 14 to 17.
Who rented an Airbnb and left all these teenagers in there?
That's the same question they was asking about the one in Texas last week.
See, that's why I'm not a fan because I just don't trust kids.
And it was
I know how I was at 14, 15, and 16.
Well, this was in a gated community of they were all baby mansions,
right.
Like $900,000 house.
In my mama's house, I ain't going to let nothing happen.
Exactly.
But if we somewhere else and I ain't the one responsible,
I ain't going.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen.
And I ain't going.
And when you got a bunch of 14, 15, and 16-year-olds, Felicia, don't do that. Please don't.
I knew it, but
please don't do that on here.
Throwing shots.
See what she typed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's not.
Throwing shots.
We don't want them problems.
Because he come with the quickness.
We don't want them problems.
With sharpshooter.
We don't want them problems. He worse than, his people worse than Beyonce. We don't want them problems. But I just thought, I'm like, who that's all them kids? I ain't rent no room for nobody.
Well,
I ain't doing it.
They say they're trying to figure out who rented that place for the people in Texas.
Yeah.
Because they want to charge them.
Of course they do. Of course, because you rent out, these people rent out these Airbnbs, and they're thinking, here's the deal, whatever, whatever. You don't know what situation. Now, unless you got something exclusive in the contract that says no parties.
Well, that's the
Airbnb
disclaimer.
Say no parties.
And they do them anyway.
That's what the disclaimer says. No parties. That's the first thing it says.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it also has a capacity number.
Yeah.
And it goes by bedrooms.
Yeah. Well, I know. Felicia, let's move on. Lisa Brown. She gonna say how we know he rents them out to other people, and they don't know he having a cookout. Well,
cutting.
We gonna move on.
Cutting up, man.
I had him on the show before.
Yeah, I know.
Before he blew up.
Exactly.
Yeah, when he was just praying to be skinny, I had him. That's what he was doing.
I know.
That's why we had him on here.
Before the surgery.
She said, "I'm different. I ain't making no live. I'll pull up." You know. Oh God. Anyway, I was about to ask you something else about something. Hold on, let me see if we did that. All right, I don't know. I'll figure something out. So what y'all do?
You wanted to talk about the verses.
Oh yeah, that too.
All right, so that was a verses on last night.
Nobody knew about it because I didn't.
It was publicized like 3 weeks ago, but I ain't heard nothing about it since because we talked about it. Not on the show because we had the show.
I didn't know
but
nothing
we,
about
we were
it.
Talking about, because I was like, because literally we was like, Mary, and BB and CC.
I didn't know nothing about it.
I was like, do I really want to watch that? But apparently it was lit.
I heard it was like a party.
John P. Key said he was jealous. He just wasn't in the audience. He said, I ain't got to play. I just want to be in the audience. He said, because it was, they was having a Holy Ghost moment in there.
Hey,
and then the whiner started calling family members on the stage. And yeah,
I'm gonna have to go back and watch it tonight.
I am too. I'm about to pull out. I'm about to pull it out.
It's gonna be a party tonight.
They were gangbanging on the stage, huh?
Right? Because that's when Shante Atkins, you know, we follow her. That's the sister. That's when she was like, she said, oh, they want to pull up family. She said, don't let us pull up these Campbells.
Show it out, man.
Mary. So yeah. We got family too.
Yeah, they do. They do. They mama was a huge singer back in L.A. at the big church. That's how they became who they were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all Uncle Willie running for mayor. I know. I knew that was coming. We knew that was coming.
Hey, I like Mississippi Will. Hey, listen.
I'm done.
And it's only because I know him personally. I just sat and talked to him a lot of times, man. And he don't need nothing.
I know him personally, too. He didn't want to give me a job when I was 15. I tried to get a job at McDonald's.
He was in a different mindset then.
I don't care. He wouldn't hire me. I hold a grudge.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, that's no different than me and Michael Jordan.
I tried to get a job at 15.
Yeah, that's no
right
different.
Right there on Madison, right corner from my house.
On Laramie.
That
one.
The stick up McDonald's. Yeah.
That's where the shooting was.
The stick up McDonald's. Yeah. You pull up in that drive-thru.
Yeah.
You might.
It's ugly over there.
Right. Ain't nothing no more. It's gone. But yeah, I tried to get a job over there. I just wanted to be able to get my quarter pounds for free. That's all. I didn't even care about the money. I just wanted to be able to eat for free. I just thought that was gonna be the best job in the world.
Look,
give me no job.
That was before he told, as he said, he told Whitey, if y'all want to buy these McDonald's back, y'all got to buy them with interest. I laughed so hard when I heard it, I had to repeat it.
You know, I had clips of him the first time he was running.
Uh-huh.
We used to play the audio clips. And dude said, I ain't got no problem with Whitey.
Yeah, so
Whitey,
now you know I ain't lying.
Whitey never did nothing to me. I like white folks. Who says that it thinks it's okay?
But I mean, okay, so okay.
What?
Clearly, he didn't get cancer for that and everything. But
ain't nothing.
He self-made millionaire. He don't need nobody.
Go ahead.
But did you hear about? I think he's a Republican radio host. Who was really just mad at all the black people at the CMT Awards talking about this ain't Wakanda.
Yeah, he wanted to know why all the black people was at the Country Music Awards. This ain't Wakanda. Y'all got your own show.
Well, they got the black guy who was killing them in country.
Hootie.
On top.
And then the host was dude from
Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
But he only hosted because the other host wasn't available. She got sick or something. Got to came down with the COVID or whatever
right.
it was.
Right.
But I was like, man, what is this?
Yeah, but what's the name is working on her country album?
Who that?
Oh, you know?
K. Michelle.
No, K. Michelle is the one that put out a country album. Monica is working on her country album.
Oh, okay.
I don't know nothing about none of that.
Yeah.
Monica, the singer.
The singer.
Stop playing.
That's why she was at the awards singing.
Stop playing.
Okay, then. Man, listen here. The one thing y'all got to remember is all the old school gospel people was listed as country back then.
Okay.
The black Five Blind Boys of Alabama, they were listed as country gospel. Huh? No, it's five.
The three blind boys from Alabama.
That's my stepdad and them. It's five.
It was three.
No, it was five. Clarence. Jimmy.
It's the three blind boys from Alabama. Wasn't no five.
The five blind boys from Alabama.
Why don't you look it up then? I'm looking it up.
Pull it up, Tanya, and tell me what it says.
I mean, I'm just going to look.
The five blind boys of Alabama. And then you had the five blind boys of Mississippi that came after them. What'd that say right there? I know all of it because I knew all their songs. I was at every concert.
The blind boys of Alabama.
Yeah, five of them in this album right here.
It started out as the five before Clarence died. That's Clarence. He's the founder.
Yeah, Clarence Clarkson.
I'm sitting
there
telling you.
Yeah.
I traveled.
And then it became the Oh,
it is the five.
Man, you can't tell me nothing about something I didn't live for years.
And then it went to three.
And that's only because the other two originals died.
Oh.
But it's still the... So what they did is they just changed the name to the Blind Boys of Alabama because they didn't want to keep bringing people in.
Is all of them blind?
Yeah. All of the main singers are blind.
Oh.
But Joy is not blind, and they got him up there like he blind, and I don't know why they doing it.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Joy ain't blind. I don't know why they got Joy up there like he blind. He the best star man.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I just
and now he's actually the man behind the business of it now, Joey is.
Okay.
So he's the one that, because he can see. And
somebody said ask Alexa. Please say ask Alexa. Ask Bixby right now because she likes to talk too.
Okay.
Hey, y'all missed us. That's why we making sure the show right, man. We know y'all missed us, man.
I'm over here trying to find these clips, but I can't find time. I'm in the CTLO Dropbox, by the way. I don't see not no audio clips.
You want the Willie Wilson one?
I'm trying to find any of the audio clips. I don't see none.
I've seen them too,
but I can't remember where I saw them. But anyway.
I heard them firsthand. Sitting at a dinner table, we talked. He said, I told White if they wanted, he said, I own more McDonald's than White they own. And I told White, if y'all want these McDonald's back, y'all got to buy back with it.
Who's she going to say? So it's the three blind boys in this shit because two of them can see. Did we tell you go put your keyboard down? Put your phone in airplane mode. Do something for about 5 minutes. Go stir the food up. Do something. Where your husband at? Tell him, go holler at him for about three, four minutes. Go find something.
Is that what you... Go ask him, when you went in the kitchen, what's the stove still in there?
Right. Dude, it's something. Lord have mercy. Anyway, all right, look, what time is it? It's 8:05. We gonna take a quick break.
Y'all stay for church. Y'all ain't been to church in 3 weeks.
When we... When we come back, we gonna jump into our conversation for tonight. It's gonna be good. Will the Sunday after resurrection be a letdown? Will the Sunday after resurrection Sunday be a letdown?
That's not the article I got.
It says, will the Sunday after Easter?
Oh, okay. Well, read it right then. That meant
no, it's resurrection.
Bob Coughlin did not write resurrection.
Well, Bob Coughlin was wrong. We ain't talking about bunnies and eggs.
Lord have mercy. That's the subject we're going to be talking about.
Well, that's not what I put up there.
I know it's not. It's okay. I changed it over here. It's okay.
Yeah, the actual bottom. I see that. Thank God.
Fix it, Jesus. Anyway, look, y'all. We got my sister got this new song. She's going to be on here. We're going to get it scheduled to be on here. Maybe she might be here Friday. I don't know. Time to figure it out. Song is entitled Never Give Up. It's LaNasia's new release. Song is entitled Never Give Up. We're going to give y'all some of that right now. And then when we come back, we will jump into the conversation for the day. Be right back, y'all. 2T's, 1L10, TTL Radio.
Why stop when people say you can't? Other people's opinions, don't let them change your plans. Know that God has put something inside you. Let go and let it work. He's not a quitter, so don't you dare quit. You just keep doing. And it's best to see a miracle. My friend, keep doing. You can make it. Yes, you can. God is so much stronger than you. Your burden's still there. Just know that he's waiting on you to cast all your cares.
Be confident that he won't leave you. Exercise your faith in God. You see, he's not a quitter, so don't you dare quit. You just keep doing what you got to do.
That is the new song by LaDasia Tyson. It's called Never Give Up, Never Give Up. We all need to have that attitude. Never, 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 never give up. That's the new single by LaDasia Tyson. You can get it right now on all of your media outlets, social media outlets. Stream it, buy it, download it somewhere. It is out there everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere. You can get you some music. Go ahead and get it, get it, get it, get it. I see the good pastor Darius Brooks had joined us for a moment. I hope he's still on. Man, he had a good service the other day too. I think it was the anniversary over there at the I should call it the Glory. That's not the name of the church. Grace Temple. Grace Temple.
Yep.
They had a good service over there, man. They was getting it in real good over there, getting their shout on. I was watching a little bit of that the other day. So always good to have him join. If you're still on, sir, say something. Let me know you're still in there. Send us a thumb up or something. Let us know you're there. So, man, look, we got this great article. The article simply entitled, Will the Sunday After Resurrection Sunday Be a Letdown? Will the Sunday After Resurrection Sunday Be a Letdown? Time to give me that look like, I don't care what y'all saying. I already had put it in there, and it's going to be what it's going to be. What you gonna say? I was gonna say nothing. Okay, I turned your mic on for you. I was ready. All right. So we got this article. So let's jump into it. The article was written by Bob Coughlin. Bob Coughlin is currently he's the privilege of serving as the director of worship development for the Sovereign Grace Ministries and worshipmatters.com. So that's where he is. He's got over, where is it at? I didn't give me a total.
Oh, that's another song.
Oh, that's the He's Been Good joint coming on after that, yeah. So, yeah, but he's got a bunch of articles in here. About a good couple of hundred of them. So he's been in here for a while doing what he does. Let's check it out and see what he says. We might agree, we might not. Let's find out. So the writer says this. He says, many pastors and Grace Central.
I see it now.
I thought it was Grace Temple. It is Grace Central.
Yeah.
It's Grace Central.
And then
Grace
I had
Temple.
To think about it because at first I was going to say, I thought it was Grace Cathedral.
Oh, Lord.
I remember the C.
I was going to call it Greater Grace, but that's Detroit. with that preacher, they'd be going, he shake the microphone when he talks. I forget his name. That dude would be hollering, though. The writer says this, many pastors, music leaders, and production personnel are breathing a deep sigh of relief after this past weekend. After all the planning, strategizing, prayer, preparation, and practice, the Easter weekend service finally happened. I'm reading what it say, Reverend, so don't get mad at me.
Go ahead.
Just reading the article.
Yeah, it's the article.
Okay. Everything, for the most part, came together, and people were well served. The music was moving, the preaching powerful, and effect exhilarating. And throughout the world, thousands of people were baptized and saved for the glory of God. But you may be starting to wonder what you're going to do the Sunday after.
Mm.
Maybe you're even asking yourself, how do I keep that Sunday from being a major letdown? The anxiety is already setting in. Here's how. I processed the question recently along with some of my interns from Southern Seminary. So here we go. Will the Sunday after resurrection be a letdown? Number one.
Some of the things that could be different the Sunday after Resurrection Sunday. I know it's a easy. No doubt your church was like most in that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Did that sound right?
Yeah, most in that you saw.
Okay. I know I read it right, but
no, you got it.
Okay, most in that you saw an increased number of unbelieving guests, visitors, and family members who think that Easter and Christmas are the only appropriate times to fulfill their religious. You moved it.
My bad. I'm
glad you did.
There
but
you go.
fulfill their religious obligations.
Mm.
You probably don't have as much in the budget for this coming Sunday as you did for Easter, Resurrection Sunday.
Got it.
That means you and others might not It's just they might not put as much effort.
Right.
Because it threw me clean off.
Yeah, that word is a word missing there.
Yeah. might as well put too much effort or thought into it. Mm-hmm. The people in your church probably received daily reminders last week that Easter was coming.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Sunday will probably sneak up on them like it does every week. They might not prepare as much nor look forward to it so eagerly. After hyper preparation leading up to Easter,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're really looking forward to the opportunity to get back to normal. Some leaders won't think as carefully or intentionally about the cross and resurrection and will pick songs that people just enjoy.
Mm.
You might be less confused. You might be less focused on planning the service as a whole and consequently less focused on how everything fits together.
Mm.
All those factors and more contribute to the nagging sensation that this Sunday after Easter might not be your best effort.
Wow. So I said this some years ago at the old church. I used to say it after anniversary. I used to say it after Family and Friends Day. I used to say it after choir concert.
Mm.
Choir anniversary.
Mm.
I used to say this, and I knew I would get the dirtiest looks in the world. Where is that same excitement this week?
The same excitement you had last week.
Because then I'd ask this question. Because he's still up, ain't he? He's still up.
He ain't sat down.
He didn't go back in.
No.
He ain't the groundhog. He didn't come out, see his shadow, and go back in.
Here, right.
I won't cuss nobody out. But he didn't go... He didn't go back in and pull the stone back, did he?
No.
And we going to wait till next year to get excited again? That same energy.
Don't let the air out the bag.
That you showed up with Sunday.
Come with that same.
That you dragged all them people with you, that carload that you brought.
With y'all new clothes
bring
on.
Bring that. I wish I had some help.
And your new shoes on, polished up.
I sure did have one of the new pair. But when
And that new hairdo, she said something.
I did have a I had a fresh shade haircut.
What'd you say, Tyson?
I said you might want to veer off for a second and let people know what had happened to you.
No, we ain't gonna, what ain't nothing happened to me. What we talking about? Ain't nothing happened. What you talking about?
Yo, twin.
Ain't nothing happened to me. What you talking about? Well, why you all over there? We in the middle of the article right now. Over there doing what? Somebody had the same clothes I had on yesterday. It was really
what?
Bro, it was rough.
You look like a twin.
They ain't wear it as good as I wore it, though. But anyway. No.
Just me and my twin in them.
But I asked the question. See? See what I'm saying? You know? You lucky that couldn't get over the things over there. You lucky I had none of
them.
No, but the same energy. Where's that same energy at the following week?
Oh, all the fumes is out.
I know you feel the letdown. You've seen it.
Listen. You would have all them people come this week so excited. They done went shopping to get the right outfit,
yeah.
Got their hair done, nails done. They did all of that, and none of what they did was because of Jesus.
Yeah.
It was a show.
It was because Easter's always been a show.
A facade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a letdown for your soul.
Yeah. So then what happens next week?
Nothing. You right back to doing what you was doing.
But if you a worshiper. See,
a real one.
Come on now.
You're going to be more excited this week than you were last week.
See, watch this. If you were a worshiper all along, then Sunday, this past Sunday, you should act a whole new fool.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, you've been worshiping all along, and you took it to another level.
Just because you knew what it represented.
Because you knew what it represented. Because
absolutely.
This is why we all call ourselves Christians, right? So now, when that happens, do you now say, okay, here?
No.
And this is why I try to tell
people. You
got to
go further.
She said, but does the church set that expectation for its congregation and visitors? So let me say it like this, Felicia. They should. They should. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell Pastor Persons. When I get out, I'm going to text him. When you make your
announcement.
What's the calling post? I need you to have that same energy
that you had Sunday
in the calling post that you had for the week before calling post. To have it for, I need that same energy because guess what? Was it just because that one day? And I'm going to ask the question.
That makes sense.
Are you excited because he's still up?
He definitely didn't sit down. He didn't sit down.
He didn't say in the Bible he went back in there.
No.
Okay.
He told him to meet him over that way.
Okay.
And so they can have a meeting, and then he gave them instructions.
Because if I ain't too far off, after he got up, then he left.
And ascended.
And he said, I'm going to send you something. That's gonna take the Holy Spirit. That's gonna take you to another level.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna tell the people. I said, I wish I had some help.
See, the Sunday after resurrection is when you really get you when you really supposed to catch the Holy Ghost.
I wish you had some help in here. You're gonna make me. I feel like I got a sermon title ready. I preach Sunday too. I feel like I got a sermon ready.
I guess I let the cat out the bag when I'm preaching Sunday.
Uh-oh, well, what you got? Come on, tell the people.
Don't waste your oil.
Ooh, Lord. Don't waste your oil.
No, don't waste your oil.
Okay, I see you. Fleece, I mean like Easter, Christmas, and all this extra stuff. Yeah, yeah. The same energy we use to celebrate his birth.
Come on.
On Christmas.
Come on. That don't have nothing to do with him either.
Right, but we celebrating his birth. So yeah. If we celebrating his birth, that
we
same
should be
energy.
Excited.
That same energy we had on Palm Sunday when we was hollering Hosanna.
Come on. Come on.
You ought to be hollering every week. Okay, that's a whole nother conversation.
But they don't, because every Sunday should be Resurrection Sunday.
Come on.
It's the Bible say, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Come on.
So every Sunday should be a Sunday that you, whatever you did last Sunday, you should be trying to do more this Sunday. And whatever you do this Sunday, the following Sunday, you should be trying to do more
every
than you did.
Every week high there and higher. Should be an elevation.
Higher and higher.
Every week. And watch this. Maybe you don't elevate, but can you be at the same
level?
Exactly. Don't come in here less.
Yeah.
That's like, I can't, look, you can't, don't give me a bone-in ribeye today. Put it out there. Baby, I preach on Sunday, I expect my bone-in ribeye.
You know I'm already on it.
But don't. Turn around this week, talk about some way, you know, it's the Sunday after Easter, and you preach it, we going to have chop steak. We can't, ain't no chop steak.
No, ain't no chop steak when you got that
Come
chop.
Come on, but you can't go back.
No, sir. No, sir.
Almost is. Almost is. But you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Why go back? At least can we stay here?
If we can't stay here, we should be doing this.
Come
but
on.
What we shouldn't be doing is starting here and doing this.
Because, see, that's, my God. Look, let's jump into number two. Because the number two hit the same point. Number two says, consider all the things that will be the same the Sunday after. He says, consider all the things that will be the same the Sunday after Easter. Watch this. This is what the writer says. He says, this coming Sunday, Jesus will be just as alive
My God.
As he was this past Sunday.
My God.
I wish somebody would catch that. In fact, one of the reasons we gather every Sunday is because Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week. In that sense, every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection.
I just heard it.
I heard it in both these stereo ears over here. I heard it.
He could have rose on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but the Lord chose him to be risen up on what?
The
Sunday.
Hold on. The Sabbath, the
holy day.
The song say every day
is a day of Thanksgiving.
Is a day of Thanksgiving.
Come on, somebody.
Come on, that's what the song says. Every day. That's the song I wish the choir would sing. Do the song, they know that.
Every day.
I wish that they gone, maybe. I have to tell Susan, I wish they could sing that song.
God been so good to
Man.
Me.
Man.
Why don't you call your people?
What's people?
The praise team.
They busy. Jesus substitutionary death and glorious resurrection will continue to be relevant to our lives and the best news we have to offer people. Nothing we do on any Sunday, whether it be Easter, Christmas, or otherwise, will make Jesus look better than he really is. All we can hope to do is point to it more faithfully and clearly, and we can seek to do that every week. God, through his spirit, will still be with his people as we gather.
Mm.
What is most eternally impacting on any given Sunday is not the size of our production, but the details of what Jesus actually accomplished for those who trust in him. The writer goes on to say this: he lived a life of obedience we never could.
Wow.
He took the wrath of God in our place on the cross. God vindicated his atoning work by raising him from the dead. He now lives in us by his spirit and his changing us into his likeness. 2 Corinthians 5, Romans 3, all that. I guess I could read those. Then it says, most likely, unbelievers will still be coming to your gathering this Sunday. So what, you ain't going to be excited that they're there this Sunday? We can sing songs about the resurrection any Sunday. That includes every song you can sing on Easter Sunday. Come behold the wondrous mystery. He be the victor's name, man of sorrows, before the throne of God above. Crown him with many crowns and the power of the cross. Not to mention songs like In Christ Alone, Glorious, Behold Our God, and host of others. Any song you sing on Easter Sunday, you can sing any day.
Any song.
Because it's supposed to be a celebration.
Listen.
It's supposed to be a celebration.
How about this?
Come on.
People go above and beyond, go in debt.
Yeah.
To celebrate their own birthday.
I just said that yesterday in the pool. Come on, say it again, sir. Come on.
They go above and beyond.
Yep.
They go in debt to celebrate their own birthday.
I said Negroes celebrate their birthday all month.
Don't they? But the resurrection is the real birthday.
Dry. Come here, dry. That's your rebirth date.
This is it.
I wish I had some help.
Because without this, we wouldn't exist now.
How can I be born again? That's what the man said.
Can I go back into my mother's womb?
No. No. No.
You got to be baptized.
No.
And you got to first believe in who?
Come on.
Jesus the Christ.
And there ought to be some evidence.
Come on. Some residue.
There ought to be some evidence of your belief. There ought to be some action in your belief.
Come on.
I wish I had. Come on. Number three. Let's go.
Number three says, some things that will actually be better the Sunday after Easter. I'm going to say it, resurrection.
Come on.
We might have fewer distractions in terms of preparing charts, administrating people, and organizing tech details.
Mm.
That means we can give more time to the content where we're proclaiming and singing about, what we're proclaiming and singing about. We'll be back to the normal routine of life, which will only highlight that the power of the gospel isn't dependent on big production.
Ooh, Lord.
God meets us and changes us in the messiness and sin of our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be reminded that the earth-shattering, life-transforming good news of Jesus Christ is worth declaring and it threw me clean. And living for every week.
Come on.
So we don't have to wait.
No, we pause right there.
Okay.
Let's talk about what you just read.
Okay, let me
that right there. Go ahead, read that last line again.
That last line says, we'll be reminded that the earth-shattering, life-transforming good news of Jesus Christ is worth declaring and living for every week.
Not just last week.
No, not just Resurrection Sunday.
Come on now.
Not just Palm Sunday.
Come on.
Not just the Sunday after, because I was excited for Resurrection Sunday, but every Sunday is a rebirthing Sunday, because the Sunday, the Sabbath day, the holy day, is showing me that I made it through all the mess and junk of the following week, and he allowed his resurrection to resurrect me from my sin, to pull me out of the mess that I've been through all week, and still give me another chance at life.
That's, I don't understand why. And I know this is this is not every church doesn't go through this.
No, it's not every.
But I believe there are quite a few.
I'll say a majority.
That go through the Sunday after hangover.
It's like being drunk.
It's that the day after.
They spiritually drunk. Now, one
right. It ain't the same. And so you know it's that. But see, I think of the scripture when Peter got excited. When they was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
yep,
and
he wanted to run and tell it.
He saw Moses and Moses, Jesus, and Elijah,
yep,
and he got excited when he saw that.
And what he wanted to do.
And he said, let's build an altar.
Right here.
Right here. Because it's good for us to be here. He got caught up in the moment.
And didn't understand it was bigger than
the
moment.
And then Jesus said, now let me show you what it really is. Let me cover them two up. Let me take you to another level. So
exactly.
Jesus was saying in that moment, no, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
But it can be better.
Way.
So take that same conversation and say, yes, we can celebrate on the day of the resurrection day.
But we going to do what?
But we going to do better because right. I heard him say greater works. I wish I had some help in here.
That's the scripture.
He said greater works will you. I mean, come on.
That's the scripture. He didn't say the same works.
Greater.
Greater.
So what you present. Come on, man. I wish these folk would get. I don't know. I have an expectation, and I know sometimes it probably comes off harsh, and I have to learn how to redirect it because I have an expectation of excellence, and giving God all the best that I have, right? So that means when I show up, whether it would be if I was going to sing
right.
or whatever it's going to do, I'm going to give the best. And the reason I say that is because when I was in the world, I gave the world my best. I ain't leave a stone unturned.
And folk will give the world everything they got and won't give God nothing.
When I
partied
from Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, I rested on Sunday because I wasn't in nobody's church. I'm just telling y'all the God for real truth. I did. So now that I don't do any of that.
Exactly.
I do come to church. So this is now my party. It's like I'm going to give God all I have. And then I guess I understand why people like, and I'm just using these as examples, analogies, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, why it's hard for those people to coach. Because they have an expectation that you're going to show up like me every week.
And then it's the disappointment.
Because I expect you.
Exactly.
To put in the same amount of work.
That I put in.
I expect you to be like me.
But at least have
the
discipline.
But I want to see the effort.
Absolutely.
I just want the effort. You ain't going to holler like me.
Yes.
You ain't going to praise like me. But I...
Show me something that's rubbing off on me.
Is that some effort there? God dog it.
Hey,
do your hands work?
Do you have any kind of shout in your mouth?
Can I get the same shout? Can you use the same voice you use to call and talk about me with? Can you do that?
Oh, my God. Now you're hitting.
I can't what?
You hitting below the belt on some folks.
The same way you holler and lie on me, can you use that?
Can you, to shout about G?
Come on. Just give me, look, that's all.
Is it in your shondo? Because it be in your shondo to talk about me. Run me through the mud. Can you have the same enthusiasm?
That's all I want to know.
About Jesus on Sunday.
Can you? Is it possible?
Huh.
Is it possible? I wish y'all helped me. Come on now. Angela said, y'all can't make people get what they don't got.
That's a fact.
That's true.
But at least try to get something.
That's true. That's true, but who is it? But if it's in you, it'll come out. If it's in you,
they say what's in you comes out.
Come on now. I wish, again, and that's not condemning anybody.
It just means we've got to step up.
What I'm saying is that we owe God that. And I remember this. I remember when they had. I think you was there, at my old church. I think the thing for the anniversary. And I think this was after, it was either before the anniversary that we did or after. The theme was, we owe God a better praise. So I was like, oh.
That'll preach.
I said, okay. That was before we did ours. So I said, oh, that's what y'all doing? Okay.
That'll preach.
So we did all this preparation for the anniversary. And the anniversary was on fire. So now, the way my little brain worked, well, that's what y'all say the theme is going forward. That's going to be what we get next week.
Right.
Glossy programs.
I show up that next Sunday, and I'm excited, and Negroes come up in there talking about something.
No enthusiasm at all.
I said, what happened to the better praise from last week? Y'all, I just said, y'all said y'all owe God a better praise. That was y'all's theme.
Started right.
But then the next,
ended wrong.
The next week come. I mean, 1 week after. Y'all tired?
You know what? I think our people that I had service yesterday were so excited to be back together.
Yeah.
That they didn't mind standing up. They didn't. And guess what? We had no musician. You couldn't tell.
Yeah. No, no. I wish I could. I wish I would have saved a clip. Somebody posted a clip of a church. It was somewhere in Africa.
Okay.
And it had reopened. It had been closed because I don't know if it's because of the pandemic or what.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can find it. And if you could see the folks, if you could see the folks going into the church, they were running.
In droves.
They were running.
Wow.
I wish I could find it. It was on, it might have been Facebook. I wonder did I save it.
But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
America is the only country.
Bro, we so backwards.
That the people are not running into the church and running to the word.
I think I got it.
Yep, that's it right there.
I got it.
It's in Spanish, too.
Yeah, I don't even get time. Hold on, let me fix this so I can share my screen. Hold on. Let me do this over here. I need to make sure I'm on the right Wi-Fi over there. Connect that over there. While I'm waiting for that, let me turn on switcher over here. Switcher, something, share. Where is it at? Switcher cast. That, open that up over there. Yeah, get rid of that over there. All right. Let me know when you ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So this was posted the other day. It's a real short clip. But this is a church that had been closed up in Africa, and they're reopening the doors for the first time.
Y'all watch this now.
Watch this, y'all. I didn't mean to play the music. That's me playing other music in the background. But look at these folks, y'all.
Look at God's people.
These folks are excited. Let me kill this music. These folks are, I'm going to run it again real quick.
Yep.
Without the music in the background. Come on.
The glory of God that's going to be in that place that time right there.
So, Teresa, I'm so proud of you. And we don't understand the privilege. We don't understand the privilege it is to gather.
Yeah.
I think we take it for granted.
But you know why?
We take it for granted. Go ahead.
Because we are so accustomed to feeling like everything, number one, that everything is owed to us.
Ah.
And I get that when I'm ready.
Yeah.
We love to use that.
Yeah.
And some folk only get that when they rolled in.
Felicia says, why are people not running to the churches?
Why are they not running
She's
to the
asking,
churches?
Yeah.
Because.
I'm going to read Pat's comment after. Go ahead.
Because it feels good to be in the world. The one thing I've learned, because I know I purposely offended people by putting my posts up today. That was my whole point, was to agitate the hell out you.
Mm, mm.
Because if you felt that your kids doing Easter egg hunts yesterday was more important than bringing them to God's house,
mm,
for them to have a relationship,
wow,
to understand what the real day was about,
wow,
shame on your soul.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to agitate the hell out you.
Yeah.
I put it up to stir up something in you to force you to say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe I was wrong by not taking my kids to church, but I took them over here to the place where they was buried all these eggs in the backyard.
Yeah.
I took them over here to these places over here that we called that we call our family gatherings, we did everything but run to the house of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went out to eat.
Yeah.
We got dressed up.
Yeah.
We had parties.
Yeah.
We drank.
Yeah.
We ate. We've been married, but we did not, we absolutely did not represent Christ the way we should have. It feel good to sin. And the devil ain't chasing nobody that's already going to hell.
He don't have to. He ain't got no work to do. Some folks ain't got no work to do. Pat says this, there's an old hymn, give your best to the master, that churches used to really live by. Today, not so much. It's disheartening. People want to wear and do anything at church.
That's a fact.
Wow.
That's a fact.
She said wear and do. Anything at church. You know what? It is, it is sad that the relevant, it seems that there is a lack of, that it is lack of relevance. And I'm going to talk about, I'm trying to figure out, you gave me some, I believe God used you to give me a good way to go next week. Because people don't know how, they don't know how to be in the presence of God. That's it.
That's a fact.
They don't know how.
That's a fact.
They don't know how, because we've been out of the presence for so long. So,
come on, somebody.
I wish, man, that just got me. Oh, Lord. We've been out of the presence for so long
that we don't know how to get in the presence.
We don't know how to recognize when we're in his presence.
Come on, somebody.
So we miss it.
Every time.
We miss it, and we miss the opportunity. I know you did. but we, because watch this. We miss it because we're so busy doing everything else.
But getting in the
butt. But that.
Yep.
And I'm going to preach that Sunday. I promise y'all. I just thought about Mary and Martha.
Come on.
Come on now.
They stayed in his presence.
But see, she was back there in the kicken.
And got mad.
Because she was down there getting the good part.
Come on.
Come on. I wish I had some help with that. But we get so caught up in the running around with this book. And did you got this? And you got the envelope. You got this. And anybody got all this? And you missing. Here is a, watch this. A rare opportunity. I go back to that video.
Uh-huh.
I go back to that video.
Some people been out for so long,
them
couldn't wait to get back.
Rushing. Ain't nobody asked you nothing either, Google. Them people rushing to get back to a place that they can all fellowship together.
Come on.
And then here we are. We get there and doing everything but.
Say that one more time.
Get there but doing everything but worship.
We come up in there with a long face. We got an attitude. We holding grudges. We there for all of the wrong reasons.
Truth be told, I'm going to be real transparent. You know, the fact that we got the new stuff that we got gives us some leeway so that we ain't got to be running around setting up tripods all over the building.
Right.
Right. And the little
we still got to do that for
the time. Holders and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Exactly.
Right. It's like, it would be great. And that's something that we going to be better at, that we get all our stuff be right where it's supposed to be, so that when the time comes for worship, all we got to do is enjoy. Yeah, we still got work to do.
But
can we just be in worship and not be so caught up in
everything else?
Just right. Line up over here. Stand over there. Be right there. Get over here. Are y'all ready to do this? We get so caught up. And Jesus is saying, man, look here. So there's some people, this is what I miss about, for lack of better words, being a bench member. Even though I was told ain't no such thing as a bench member.
But it is.
But this is what I miss about it.
Right.
Because I would just come and be in his presence.
Because you don't have the responsibility.
I ain't got to be looking up.
Of the ministry.
If the sound ain't right, it ain't my fault.
Come on.
It ain't my fault.
Come on.
I get past it. I just want to go. That's why I love the fact. I remember when I took off about 6 weeks or so over there at Kingdom. And I was at Antioch.
Uh-huh.
I was going to Antioch every week. And it was good just to sit and be taught. Because you, and think about it, as pastors and preachers, you don't get that.
That's what, but see. The members don't understand.
They don't get it.
All of that, because you got to study for them.
Yeah.
You got to be in the presence of the Lord for
them.
But you at the same time, you trying to figure out, okay, well, let me see what Jake's talking about. I need somebody to pour into me too.
But this is why, okay, see, you finna help the people. This is why it's so important that the rest of y'all in ministry do your job. Because see, choir, musicians, y'all minister to us before we preach.
Come on, man.
Come on. That's why, that's our word.
Come on.
Because we ain't preaching, we ain't getting it.
Come on.
That's our word. Your job is to edify the people.
Come on.
So when we ain't up behind the microphone, we looking to get our connection. Come on now. I wish ain't nobody going to get this. I wish people would understand that. That's why everybody's role is important. Even if you ain't a choir member, when you sitting in the midst of the church or the congregation, the least you could do is worship with us, praise with us,
yeah,
join in with us.
Yeah, pray.
Come on.
Yeah. Pray for the pastor while he's preaching.
Come
Don't
on.
Scrunch up and be upset because the word hits you because you convicted. Pray for the pastor.
Pray for me before I get up.
Come on.
I wish.
Come on.
Pray in the morning.
Come on.
Look, when you
pray for me when I stand up there and I'm praying over the word before it's delivered.
Come on.
Pray. Start
Come
praying
on.
Then. Intercede for me then.
Come on.
Without being smug about it.
Come on. Andrew said, I would pray for my ex-husband. I would pray Rob's entire message before he would preach. I know that's right.
Ain't that something?
You're supposed to. Pray for me.
Hey, you got to know how to do it.
Because you don't know his, and this is, and again, this is why folks take church for granted. You don't know what the person went through.
In order to stand up there.
To stand up there.
Woo. And you don't know what they're facing when they get down.
Come on now. You don't, and watch this. Everything can be going right up until 5 minutes before you step up there to get your message.
And the people do not understand.
You mess around and read a text message.
And now you got to preach behind something.
Now you're trying to read. Or you done looked at an email. And that's our fault because we probably shouldn't be looking at no dang on emails no way. But you done, or somebody, or.
You got a text from somebody.
Or some member. Done
rubbed you wrong.
Done said something to you.
Or somebody done brought a bone.
Caught you in the hallway when you walking from, can I just say something to you real quick? And you stupid enough to stand there. I said what I said because I should have walked, you learned how to walk away.
Yes, sir.
I promise you, and Latanya tell you this, when I first started preaching, we used to preach on, Reverend Ray had us preaching down in the lower hall.
Okay.
It took a while for us to preach in the sanctuary. So all of the associates, all the newly licensed folk, we was only preaching downstairs.
Yes.
Okay.
That sound like us, 8 o'clock
but service. But every time it was time for me to preach, I would get a message that my son had did something. Every son.
How can you focus?
Either before it was time for me to preach or teach, I would get a message that he had done something somewhere and I got to go get him before and then be back here at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
I promise you every time. And what's funny is it pops up in my Facebook memories because I would post. I'd be like, really, Lord? Like today.
Wow.
And I said, wow. And then I started thinking, I said, you know what? But that's the testing. That's the pruning. That's the let me see how you gonna respond.
And how you gonna react?
Are you gonna quit?
No. Or you gonna keep going?
Or you gonna keep going? Are you gonna let this take you completely out?
Or you gonna keep going?
Or are you gonna keep going? But David said, "Yea, though I walk through." Oh my.
He didn't say, "Yea, though I walk around."
Yea, did I sit down or sit in? Yea, do I lay down?
Yea, though I gave up.
Huh? Come on now. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, this was good. Go ahead. You want to get this last part? You want me to do it? This last section here.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So we don't have to wait until the next big holiday to expect God to do amazing things in our Sunday service.
Mm.
All the elements we really need, the Word of God, the Gospel, and the Holy Spirit are available to us 52 Sundays of every year, which should make this coming Sunday something to look forward to. That's it. That's all.
That's good. That'll preach right there.
This Sunday no different than no other Sunday, except it's the Sunday after the resurrection, which means you should be willing and ready to receive of the Holy Ghost.
And my Bible reads it only got better after the resurrection.
Didn't it only get better?
That's what I read it.
It didn't get worse. It got better.
I read it got better.
That's what it said.
After the resurrection. Because after he got up, with all power.
All
power.
Not some.
Power, spelled P-O-V.
Hey.
U-E-R. Hey. Power.
Power.
Look here. Look. No, but I would hope none of you all have a letdown on Sunday. Pray for your pastors and your preachers and your leaders.
Throughout the week.
Throughout the week, so you can have that same celebratory
energy
and atmosphere. And watch this. Bring your shout with you. You ain't got to shout me, because I bring mine with me.
Why do you got to prime the whole church up? All them down.
They know over here. They be like, oh, here he comes. I ain't doing it though. I made up my mind. I ain't gonna shout. I'm gonna get mine though.
Hey, yes sir.
Like Richard Pryor said, yeah.
you better get your voice.
I'm gonna say like Bernie Mac said, I got mine. You better get your. I still got mine. I'll be doing all that hollering again. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. I promise I'm going to come with my own shout. I ain't got to wait on nobody to tell me about nothing. I'm bringing mine. Felicia said, the only thing I missed is hearing. He got up. Oh, he got up happy. I know that's right.
And she said that happy Easter one more time.
Right. No, I'm ready. I'm excited. I was excited. It was so funny when the past, I just found out I was preaching till yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He said it was in between services because he preached. He did the seven last word phrases thing Sunday.
Okay.
Friday at what's the church? Liberty.
Why they ain't preaching on Wednesday? Oh, okay. I'm sorry for saying that. I'm just saying.
How much time we got?
I'm going to turn off this mic.
I'm just saying why they ain't preaching on Wednesday.
So he preached a part of the seven last, what you call it, saying. On Friday. Saying, uh-huh. Not saying. Because
yeah,
it's seven last
words.
Words.
Now it's the same.
Because I always was wondering what the words were.
Because all the words were phrases.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure it out, too.
I never knew.
Yeah. They were all phrases, so they changed to the seven last saying.
Because this is me. I'm up there. Father, forgive them
for they
know not
what they do.
No,
it was too many.
Many.
Okay, then. Why hast thou forsaken
me? That's what I thought. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? That's seven, but that ain't the seven.
It's the seven last saying.
Okay, well, see.
And they said the seven last words for so long.
Bruh.
And what it was is it was done one time, and everybody thought that it was so neat that everybody started imitating it.
So everybody started doing it.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
The issue is y'all doing it on a day that is not.
Well.
Let me cut my mic off.
I just know but I asked that question though. You saw that question.
It should be done on Wednesday.
I asked the question. I said if the Bible really tells us that he died on a Wednesday, what happens to Good Friday?
Oh, okay.
And if you all would like to know that, you can all listen to the old shows on the Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Bible clearly says it was the middle of the week.
It clearly says.
It says middle of the week. And then the crucifix said in the middle of the day.
Thank you.
It was about the sixth hour.
And they had to take him down before dawn because they didn't want to disrespect the Passover.
Let me see. This Wednesday night. Thursday day.
So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He got up Sunday.
Oh, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Not that it was Good Friday. He died Friday. They woke him up Sunday.
Ain't enough hours in the day. As T.D. Jake said, the math just don't add up. The math just don't add up.
It didn't.
Ain't no, because Jesus said, watch this. I'm going to mess up the whole situation. Jesus said, just like Jonah had to be in the belly
for
of
how
the
many?
Fish for 3 days and three nights.
That's 24 hours times three.
Jesus said that. Even if you don't do 24, Jewish day is 12 hours.
There it is.
So from sun up to...
That's telling you the time. It ain't the time.
Just don't tell him. people.
No matter how you add it up, it just don't add up.
So yeah, maybe they're gonna change to Good Wednesday.
That's what it should
be. Good Wednesday.
It should have been.
I'm good with Good Wednesday.
It should have been Good Wednesday.
But what happens to Monday Thursday? Look at her. I don't know what happens to Monday Thursday. If we're gonna be, I'm just, you know, here's my
That's
deal.
A fact.
I'm not knocking nobody, but let's teach the facts. You can still sell it, do what you want to do, but teach the facts. Just teach it the way it's written in the book. Because we were all taught incorrectly.
Oh, it's a fact. Until we start reading for ourselves.
Until we start, the Bible says, study to show who?
Thyself.
Okay, not you.
Not for them.
Oh, you.
But for you.
Study to show your right. Well, that's just like, you know, and see, now this is really messed folk up. Y'all stop having church on Sundays and do it on Saturday.
Like the Bible say, which is the original Sabbath.
Yeah, because the Catholic, the Romans changed the calendar.
Yeah, to Sunday.
The Romans changed the calendar.
Because
The Sabbath day was a Saturday. Sunday was the first day of the week.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to let that go.
Because it didn't say he rose on the Sabbath day. It said he rose on the first day of
early
the week.
Early on the first day of the week.
Not
okay,
Monday.
That's in there.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
You
that's
saw
what
it too.
Said. Oh yeah.
Okay.
And it was, if you read whichever book of the gospel you read, they all coincided with that same particular scripture.
Okay.
She checked in.
She said whatever the day he got it. Oh yeah, I saw she said a 4-piece check in, Pastor a lot. All nations, Aurora, summer topic, true story, the meaning of the word, amen. Okay. All right.
The root meaning of the word,
amen. All right. Pastor, pray us out, man. Let's get out of here.
I'm going to be praying tonight, and I want y'all to be in agreement.
Please
with me.
Please pray for Antioch in your prayer, too.
I'll bring Antioch in, but I want to pray for the spirit of murder in the youth. I want to pray for the spirit of – I want to make sure I say the right word for this. The spirit that the youth have, this macho-ness. Everybody's trying to impose their own particular will to show that they're not weak when they're really pulling cowardly acts. From the robbing and the carjacking to the manhandling. I watched a video today where the Canadians were filming a movie and a car pulled up. They were putting the cameras in the back. The car pulled up. The rear passenger jumped out. Hit the man in the head with the gun. They took all the video film. They took all of the cameras and film, jumped in the car. The crazy part is there is a car 8 feet away from the robbery. They're filming the whole thing, and the girl gets out the car, and her friends are hollering, why are you getting out the car? You should be getting on the floor.
Wow. Wow.
There is a spirit running rampant in the world of destruction, so we have to be aware and cautious of our surroundings. Amen. Father God, we thank you this evening for the gathering of your people. We thank you for the holy resurrection on Sunday, where our Savior, who got up with all power in his hand, allowed us to have the right to the tree of life. And God, we thank you for the forgiveness and the redemption of our sins, that our Redeemer have redeemed us and has become our intercessor, who not only prays with us, but prays for us and speaks to you on our behalf. And we give him the ultimate praise and worship that he deserves on this day. God, I pray for the minds of our youth. I pray for the innocence of our youth. I pray for the covering of our youth. I pray today, God, that the enemy does not infiltrate their mind, their spirits, or their hearts.
Yeah.
God, I don't know what this murderous spirit is right now over them, but I bind it up in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I plead and testify about the blood of Jesus to cover them right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God, I pray against all of these shootings at these homes. I pray against the drive-by shootings. I pray against the robbery and the innocent life-taking that the enemy feels like he's winning. But God, I bind it. I decree and declare right now that it has to go back to the pit of hell from whence it came. God, I pray right now for every black child, for every black mother, for every black son, for every black daughter, for every father and mother that sits home in the middle of the night praying and covering their children. God, I pray for safe return tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God, don't allow our children to die in the streets like dogs in the streets, God, or some kind of animal. God, cover them right now in the name of Jesus. I read in the scripture where you said that you will allow that what the parents did, the transgressions of the parents, to fall down on the children to the third and fourth generation. But right now, God, I'm rebuking that in the name of Jesus. Cover them, God. Don't allow them to pay for all of the sins that their parents have done, God. Don't allow them to have to pay for all of the hurt and tribulations that they've caused over the course of their lives, and that their children have to pay the debt, God. God, I know that you've given us Jesus to pay the debt, so it's already paid in full in the name of Jesus, God. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross. He hung in the middle of day for the sins that we've committed. God, stick to your word. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Remember the sacrifice of our Savior. He died for all of these things that are being done now. And God, stir up your spirit in the land. Send down a fresh spirit, a fresh anointing. Send down the Holy Ghost to rebuke us so that we don't sin against you. Even David said, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. God, I pray that you send a fresh word, a fresh anointing down. Let it cover the land, God, that we can use the blood to testify that he has risen and that all sin has been abolished under him. In Jesus' name, I pray. I pray for the Antioch church. I pray for what they're going through for their financial struggle, God. I pray right now that the finances pour in for the Antioch church. I pray they have no problem, God, with restoring the temple of God. I pray that they have no problems, God, rebuilding the rooftop, God. I pray that the people run back in the church to praise you, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus. That the pastor don't have struggles from the people in the giving. I pray that people from all over the country, all over the world, send donations, Lord, to make sure that they still have a temple to worship you. I pray and believe in Jesus' name, and in his name do we all pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God.
That's it, y'all. We're going to get out of here on that. Look here, we're going to get out of here. We will be back in here on Friday. Y'all can catch my brother tomorrow, though. Somewhere around
7:15, 7:30.
Somewhere around there.
That's his favorite line. I got to stick to it.
Somewhere around there, he going to be on there. Just know that when he on there, we going to be having communion somewhere.
Amen.
I'm gonna be, as often.
As you do what?
As often do in remembrance.
In who?
I promise you.
Come on, somebody have remembrance in me. I mean,
it's going to be a chip or some queso somewhere by the time he starts. There's going to be a tip of jalapeno wrapped up with some bacon. Something's going to be somewhere by the time y'all start, because he ain't cooking, so I got to go eat somewhere. That is. Y'all be good, man. Come on, man. Close up out of here.
Listen here. I don't care where you're at, north side, west side. You got to watch yourself downtown. Now, on the north part, on the southern part of downtown, what they call the north loop, west loop, south loop, east loop. I don't care where you're at. Wherever you're at, learn to keep your head on a swivel.
He found it, too. We, two T's, one L, one O. We
put your hands, lift it up, say it.